Track 16.
April sweet showers. Geoffrey Chaucer.
When in April the sweet showers fall, and pierce the drought of March to the root, and all the veins are bathed in liquor of such power as brings about the engendering of the flower, when also Zephyrus, with his sweet breath, exhales an air in every grove and heath upon the tender shoots, and the young sun his half course in the sign of the ram has run, and the small fowl are making melody that sleep away the night with open eye, so nature pricks them and their heart engages, then people long to go on pilgrimages, and palmers long to seek the stranger strands of far-off saints hallowed in sundry lands, and specially from every shire's end of England down to Canterbury they wend to seek the holy blissful martyr, quick to give his help to them when they were sick. It happened in that season that one day in Southwark, at the Tabard, as I lay ready to go on pilgrimage and start for Canterbury, most devout at heart, at night there came into that hostelry some 29 in a company of sundry folk, happening then to fall in fellowship. And they were pilgrims all, that towards Canterbury meant to ride. But nonetheless, while I have time and space, before my story takes a further pace, it seems a reasonable thing to say what their condition was, the full array of each of them, as it appeared to me, according to profession and degree. And what apparel they were riding in. And at a night, I therefore will begin.